الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تتميمة للحديث 24، قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه سبحانه وتعالى قال: يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته. قال الشارح حفظه الله تعالى الشيخ صالح الفوزان: الرزق من الله جل وعلا، فهو الرزاق، ولولا رزقه لجاع الناس وجاعت المخلوقات، ولكن الله يقوم برزقها وإيصال الرزق إليها تفضلا منه سبحانه وتعالى. فالرزق ليس بحولنا ولا قوتنا، وإنما هو تفضل من الله، لكن نحن نعمل الأسباب لطلب الرزق، والنتائج بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. قال: يا عبادي كلكم عار، عار من الثياب التي يستر بها عورته ويستدفئ بها ويتجمل بها، هذه من الله جل وعلا. قال تعالى: يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا. وقال: يواري سوآتكم، يعني يستر عوراتكم، وريشا يعني زينة وجمالا. فاللباس على قسمين: لباس لستر العورة، ولباس للتجمل. قوله سبحانه: فاستكسوني، أي اطلبوا مني الكسوة، أكسكم، لأن الله قريب مجيب. فهذا دليل على ضعف الإنسان وحاجته إلى الله، إذا كان لا يملك طعامه ولا يملك كسوته إلا بأن يطلب من الله جل وعلا أن يمن عليه. فهذا دليل على ضعفه، ودليل على فضل الله عز وجل، فهو الذي أطعمنا وسقانا، وهو الذي كسانا من فضله وإحسانه سبحانه وتعالى. قوله: يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار. تخطئون، تعملون السيئات والخطايا، لأن هذه طبيعة الإنسان أنه كثير الخطأ. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. فالعباد يخطئون خطايا كثيرة، وهم بحاجة إلى أن يطلبوا من الله تعالى المغفرة لهذه الخطايا. ولا أحد معصوم إلا من عصمه الله سبحانه وتعالى، والعلاج أن تستغفر وتكثر من الاستغفار. فإذا استغفرت الله غفر لك. فاستغفروني، أي اطلبوا مني المغفرة لأخطائكم، أغفر لكم، والله غفور رحيم. قال تعالى: وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى. ومن أسمائه الغفور والغفار، فهو سبحانه كثير المغفرة، واسع المغفرة لمن تاب إليه. فلا أحد يزكي نفسه ويقول: أنا صالح، أنا تقي، أنا أعمل الطاعات، بل لا بد أن يقع منه أخطاء. فهو بحاجة إلى الاستغفار مهما بلغ من الصلاح والأعمال، والله جل وعلا يغفر الكفر والشرك لمن تاب واستغفر، ويغفر ما دون ذلك من الذنوب جميعا. قال تعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. فليس هناك ذنب يخرج عن مغفرة الله أبدا، فلا تيأس من رحمة الله ومغفرته، وتترك التوبة والاستغفار، ولا تقل إن هذا الذنب لا يغفر، بل بادر بالاستغفار صادقا، والله غفور رحيم. ثم قال سبحانه: يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني، ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. الله غني عن عباده سبحانه وتعالى، فمن كفر وأشرك وعصى الله فإنه لا يضر الله جل وعلا، وإنما يضر نفسه. قال تعالى: إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد. فهو سبحانه ليس بحاجة إلى عبادتنا وطاعتنا، وإنما أمرنا بها لحاجتنا نحن إليها فضلا منه سبحانه وتعالى. ولن تبلغوا نفعي مهما فعلت الطاعات والحسنات، فإنك لا تنفع الله بها وإنما تنفع نفسك، فأنت الذي بحاجة إليها. ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني، فالله لا يتضرر بالمعاصي ولا ينتفع بالطاعات لأنه غني عن ذلك، وإنما هذا يرجع إلى العبد طاعته له ومعصيته عليه، فالله هو النافع الضار سبحانه وتعالى.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه. سمعنا هذا الشرح المختصر المفصل لبعض جمل هذا الحديث القدسي، ويسمى الحديث الإلهي، وما فيه من الفوائد العظيمة، فهو جدير بالعناية به وقراءته جملة جملة مع التأمل لما دلت عليه ألفاظه من المعاني والعمل بمقتضاه، ويتخذ من الموضوعات للوعظ والتذكير ليعرف من يجهل ومن يغفل قدر ربه فيعظمه ويقدره بالمحافظة على فعل الطاعات والمحبة لله والتذلل والخضوع له سبحانه في حال الخلوة والملأ، ويعظمه بترك المعاصي على اختلاف أنواعها الأقوال والأفعال وأعمال القلوب. فإذا استطاع الإنسان أن يعالج نفسه ويلزمها بما أوصاه الله تبارك وتعالى به في هذا الحديث وفي غيره من نصوص الشرع الكتاب والسنة، فهو على نور وعلى هدى، فليجد ويجتهد ويحسن إلى نفسه في هذه الحياة بالعمل، فإنما خلق المكلفون من عالم الإنس والجن من أجل العمل، وابتلاهم الله بالخير وبالشر ليفعلوا الخير بحذافيره ويجتنبوا الشر، لأن الله أعطاهم القدرة على ذلك كله. فقال سبحانه: ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون.
في سؤال أحسن الله إليكم، يقول السائل: فيما يتعلق أحسن الله إليكم فيما يتعلق بمن ظلم أحدا شخصا ما ولكنه لا يستطيع أن يذكر ذلك الشخص، فكيف يرد إليه حقه؟
يعمل الوسائل التي يمكن أن يصل إلى معرفته أو معرفة ورثته أو معرفة أقاربه، فإذا فعل ذلك ولم يستطع فعليه أن يعرف القدر الذي ظلمه به من المال مثلا، أو من مماطلة في دين أو أجرة أو نحو ذلك، وينفقه في سبيل الله على الضعفاء والمساكين على نية صاحبه وعلى أساس التخلص من هذه المظلمة، وهذا الذي يقدر عليه، والله يحب من العبد أن يتقي الله فيما بما استطاع.
إذا عاد بعد أن تصدق،
إذا تصدق به وظهر صاحب المال يخير بين أمرين، بين إمضاء الصدقة عنه ولا يطالب من تصدق به مع حسن الاعتذار منه فذاك، وإن حرص على ماله فلتكن الصدقة للمتصرف ويعطي الرجل المظلوم ماله ولا تبرأ ذمته إلا بذلك.
صلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. بعد, we continue hadith number 24, and the Sheikh continues, or the Sheikh's son continues to read from the explanation of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, may Allah preserve him. And we stopped at the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that which he narrates about his Lord when he said, "O my slaves, all of you are hungry except those who are fed, or those who are fed." So the Sheikh says, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafidhullah said, provision is from Allah Jalla wa Ala. Provision is from Allah Jalla wa Ala. So He is the provider. And if it wasn't for the provision of Allah, then the people would have been hungry. And all of the creation would have been left with no sustenance. However, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the one who provides the provision for them and takes care of making sure that this provision reaches them. And all of this is as a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowing his favor upon his creation. So provision is not with either our will or power. Rather, it is a favor from Allah. Provision is rather a favor from Allah and is not by our will or power. However, we fulfill the means, or we take the means which bring about the provision. We take the means, or fulfill the means, which bring about the provision for us. And the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah said, "O my slaves, all of you are naked. All of you are naked." So the Sheikh said, this means that they are naked from the clothes which cover them, or which the person covers his private parts with, and that which he seeks warmth from. And also that which he adorns himself with. Naam, so this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This favor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya bani Adam, qad anzalna alaykum libasan yuwari sawatikum wa risha." Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O sons of Adam, we have bestowed upon you garments which cover up your private parts and as adornments." So the Sheikh said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Yuwari sawatikum," meaning that it covers your private parts. Yuwari sawatikum in this verse is referring to that it covers your private parts. Warisha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said warisha, the Sheikh said meaning that as a way of beautification and adornment. So the garments or the clothing of the person is one of two types. The clothing of the person is one of two types. The first one, libasun lisatr al-awra. The first type of clothing is the one which the person uses, or which the person wears to cover up his private parts. Athani libasun litajammul. The second one is garments or clothing, items of clothing which the person uses to beautify or to adorn himself with. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith where he said, "Fastaksuni," yani seek the means of clothing from me. The Sheikh said, yani request it from me. The Sheikh said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, or he's commanding us to request clothes from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Aksukum," then I will clothe you. I will clothe you. This is because Allah is near, and He is one who returns or who answers the supplication of His slaves. So in this is a proof for the or in this is a يعني, evidence for the weakness of the human being and his need to Allah. So in this is a evidence of the weakness of the human being and his need to Allah. Because if the person does not own, now he does not own his food, and he does not own that, يعني, or he cannot provide for himself that which he wears, except by way of requesting it from Allah Jalla wa'ala, that Allah bestows it upon him, then this is a sign of his weakness. This is a sign of his weakness that if he cannot يعني, provide for himself the food or provide for himself the clothing, نعم, except that he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow that upon him, then this is a sign of his weakness. And also it is a sign of the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, because he is the one who fed us, and he is the one who provided us for drink, and he is the one who covered us up with clothed us from his virtue and from his goodness subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said in the hadith, يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار. Oh my slaves, you sin day and night. You sin in a day and in a night, or in the night and in a day. The Sheikh said تخطئون here is referring to, or the meaning of this is that you commit evil sins. You commit sins and evil actions, because this is the natural state of the person. This is the nature of the person, is that he commits a lot of sins and a lot of mistakes. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, all of sons of Adam are sinners. All sons of Adam are sinners, and the best of the sinners are those who repent. So the slaves, they sin. They commit sins, many sins. And they are all in need, or they are all in need to request from Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for those sins that they commit. And no one is infallible. No one is infallible. No one is ma'soom, except those who Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala granted them infallibility. And the cure for the sins that the person commits is that he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he increases from seeking forgiveness from Allah. So if the person seeks forgiveness from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. As Allah said in the hadith, فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي, meaning seek forgiveness from me. The Shaykh said the meaning of فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي is request the forgiveness from me for your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, I will forgive you. And the Shaykh says, Wallahu ghafoor rahim, and indeed Allah is full of forgiveness and is all merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, the Shaykh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارُ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلِ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And indeed, I am full of forgiveness to those who repent and believed and carried out righteous deeds, and then they were guided. From the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh says, is Al-Ghafoor and Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghafoor, the all-forgiven, and Al-Ghaffar, the one full of forgiveness. So he subhanahu wa ta'ala is, his forgiveness is large, and he forgives a lot to those who repent to him and return to him. So no one is to say, or no one is to praise himself and say that I am righteous or I am pious, that I carry out good deeds and I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather the person, it is a must that he falls into, he has shortcomings and he falls into sins and mistakes. So therefore the person is in need of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek forgiveness from Allah, regardless of how much righteous deeds he has achieved, and regardless of how righteous he is. And Allah Jalla wa'ala, he forgives even disbelief and shirk for the person who repents and asks forgiveness of Allah. Allah Jalla wa'ala forgives even disbelief and shirk if the person repents to Allah and seeks forgiveness. And he also subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives anything other than that from the sins. Anything lower than, or anything other than kufr and shirk, disbelief and shirk from the sins. He forgives all of that as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, say, O my servants, those who transgressed over themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He is all forgiven, all merciful. Then the Shaykh continues, Hafidhullah, he says, so there is not a single sin which is outside the boundary of the forgiveness of Allah. There is not any sin, there is not a single sin which is outside the boundary of the forgiveness of Allah, never. So the Shaykh says, so do not despair from the mercy of Allah and His forgiveness. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah and from His forgiveness. And do not abandon repentance and do not abandon seeking forgiveness from Allah. And never say that indeed this sin will never be forgiven. Or Allah will never forgive this sin. Do not say that. Rather, hasten towards seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with truthfulness from your heart. And indeed, Allah is all forgiven, all merciful. Then He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in hadith, O my servants, you will not reach to harm me as to harm me. And you will not reach to benefit me, or you will not be able to benefit me as to benefit me. So the Shaykh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rich and he is in no need of his slaves. Allah is rich and he's in no need of his slaves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whosoever disbelieves and commits shirk and disobeys Allah, then such person would not harm Allah Jalla wa'ala at all. Rather, he only harms himself. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah says, indeed, if you disbelieve, you and all of those who are upon the earth, then indeed Allah is all rich and all praiseworthy. So He subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of us. He subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of our worship and our obedience. Rather, He commanded us with His worship and His obedience only because we are in need of this. We are in need of His obedience and His worship. Na'am? And this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a favor from Allah. And when Allah subhanahu and the Shaykh continues where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي, and you will not be able to, benefit me. So the Shaykh said, so whatever you do from the righteous deeds and the good actions, then you would not benefit Allah with any of your actions. No matter how much you do of the good deeds and the good actions, you will never benefit Allah with them. Rather, you benefit yourself. So you are the one who is in need of those actions and the righteous deeds. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِ. Yes? Also, Shaykh continues in explanation of this verse, and you will not reach, or rather, this is a mistake here in the print. And the Shaykh comments now, and he says, regarding the same of Allah, he said, and you will not reach to harm me, so to harm me, or as to harm me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaykh says, will not be harmed by the sins of the person. And he would not receive any benefit, or he will not benefit from the good actions or the obedience of the slave. Because he subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of all of that. He subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of all of that. Rather, this returns to the slave. The benefit and the fruits of this return to the slave. So his obedience and the obedience of the slave will benefit him, and the disobedience of the slave will go against him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-Nafi and He is al-Dhar. Allah, He is the one who benefits and He is the one who can cause harm, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Shaykh Zayd Hafidhullah commented on this hadith, and he said, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending a peace and salutation upon His messenger and his family and companions, he said, we have heard the explanation, the summarized explanation, which is also detailed to some of the sentences of this hadith Qudsi, which refers to, as the Shaykh mentioned last time, that hadith Qudsi is the wording and the meaning is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith Qudsi, and the Shaykh said also it is called hadith al-ilahi. Hadith al-ilahi, the hadith or the divine narration. And we have also heard the great benefits of this hadith. And this hadith is fit is something which is fit to for the person to look after or to pay attention to, and to also study and read sentence by sentence, and while also pondering upon the meanings of the wording of the hadith, also pondering upon the meanings of the wordings of the hadith and understanding the meaning of them, and also acting upon them and acting upon that which those sentences necessitate. And also to take from the subjects of this hadith and to use them for admonitions and for reminders. To take the sentences of this hadith and use them for admonitions and for reminders. And this is so that the person who is ignorant will learn, and also the person who is heedless will return and he will wake up. And he will also understand he will estimate his Lord in a correct manner, and he will glorify him, and he will appreciate his Lord by way of preserving the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also showing love of Allah and showing humility towards him subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of seclusion and in the time where the person is with the people. And also the person glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of abandoning sins. The person glorifies Allah by way of abandoning sins according to the different types of sins, regardless of the levels of sins and their types, whether they are from speech, actions, or the actions of the heart. Whether they are speech, action, or actions of the heart. So if the person is able to rectify himself and to strive and restrict himself to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised him with, then this person is upon light and is upon guidance. So let him strive and try his utmost into showing goodness towards himself. Let him try his hardest and strive as much as he could into showing or achieving goodness for himself in this hayah, in this worldly life. And this is by way of actions, carrying out good deeds. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the mukallafun. The mukallafun are the jinn and the mankind, those who are obliged to act. The Shaykh said, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn and the mankind to act, to carry out actions. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested them. He has tested them with goodness, with khair, and with evil. He tested them with good and with evil, so that they follow the khair, they follow the goodness or the good, in every bit or to all of its extents, and also so that they abandon the evil, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has granted the jinn and the mankind the ability to choose. He has given them the will. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَلْنَكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we will test you with evil and with goodness, or with evil and with good, as a trial for you. And to us you return. To us you will return. Naam. And the Shaykh was asked, Hafidhullah, a question that was, if the person had oppressed someone and he cannot remember, this is a question from the previous lesson, from the previous explanation of the hadith, where the Shaykh mentioned that every person, if he oppressed someone, he has to pay back their rights. He has to fulfill their rights, which he took from them. Naam, between him and the creation. So this question says, what if the person cannot remember who he had oppressed? So what does he do then? And he wants to pay him back. So the Shaykh said, he fulfills the means and he takes the means which will enable him to finding out the inheritors of this person, or his relative, the relatives of the person who was oppressed by this man or this woman. So if the person does so, and he tries his hardest, and he ends up unable to find any of the relatives or the inheritors of the person who was oppressed, then he has to know the amount of money which the person when he oppressed the person, how much he took from him, the amount of money which he took from him unlawfully. Or this is by way of if it was regarding wealth or money. As for if it was regarding mumatala, which this is when you prolong paying back the debts of the person, and if you owed him rent money or something like that, and you prolong it and you do not give it back to him. So the Shaykh said, even if it is that, whether it is debt or rent or something like that, then the person, he should spend the money that he owed to the person in the way of Allah, in the sake of Allah, with the intention that he's spending it for the person he had oppressed. Naam, he spends it with the intention that he's paying it for the person who he had oppressed, and he could not find him. And also, he does so with the intention that he frees himself from any sin and from any oppression. Naam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Shaykh said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from his slaves that they try their hardest and they fear him as much as they can. And then the Shaykh son mentioned that, what if the person appeared again, the person who was oppressed, he appears again after the person paid or gave it in the sake of Allah and as a charity. What if the person appears then? So the Shaykh said, if the person paid the money already, he gave it in charity, and the person who was oppressed appears again and comes back, or he found him, then the person who is oppressed has the choice here. He has the choice whether he forgives him, na'am, and he takes the reward of the charity that was paid on his behalf, or and also the person apologizes to him and he accepts his apology, or if he wants to take his money which he was took unlawfully from him, then he has the option to do that as well. So his money has to be given back to him, and the person, even though he paid the charity, the reward of the charity will go to him, will go to the person who oppressed. Na'am, so he will take the reward of the charity and he has to pay back the person who was oppressed if he seeks his money. And the Sheikh said, and his soul is not free from any sin except by doing so. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.